Brachas Yerushalmi corresponding to Brachas Bavli, Daf Chofches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Aleph Amad Beis, the second last line, Bameh Koyrin. Bameh Koyrin, what do we read in the Torah on a fast on Rosh Chodesh? Rav Yossi Omer Koyrin Brachas Aklalis. Rav Yossi gave an answer, we read the brachas and curses, and the blessings and the curses in the parasha of Kisavai. Amale Rabbi Mana began Mudatin Kitanis Ravin Amayin Vulayadin Duhu Tanisa. Rabbi Mana asked, is this in order to inform them that it's a fast day? They fall on their faces in Tachnun when it's a fast on Rosh Chodesh, and they don't know that it's a fast, so we must read brachas and curses to inform them. Amale Ladircha Shikoyin Brachas Aklalis. Rabbi Yossi answered, it's not to inform them that it's a fast. I came to inform you that the proper Kriyas HaTorah is brachas and curses. Rav Yudan, Kaputkia Amar Koimir Rav Yossi B'Shem Rav Yudan Ben Pazi Koirin B'Rosh Chodesh. A second answer is Rav Yudan Kaputkia quoting Rav Yudan Bar Pazi in front of Rav Yossi, they read the regular reading of Rosh Chodesh. Kam Rav Yossi Im Rav Yudan Ben Pazi Amalei Ad Shemat Me'avuch Hadam Ilsa. Rav Yossi asked Rav Yudan Ben Pazi, did you hear this from your father? Amalei Abalei Hava Amakein Ela Bein Tav Alidei De'inun Yadin Duhu Reishayacha Koirin B'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yudan Bar Pazi said that my father said so only in Ein Tav, where they are Mekadesh, they declare the new moon. They know with certainty that it's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they read Rosh Chodesh to publicize the matter. In all other places, they read Brachos and Klolos, the Brachos, the blessings and the curses. Yumia Safra Shal Rav Yumia, Rosh Chodesh Shachal Yos B'Shabbos B'Makayven. Yumia Safra after Rav Yumia, when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, what do we read? Because the Mishnah in Megillah says we interrupt. Does this refer to Kriyas HaTorah or the Haftarah? Now, Malei Koyin Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yirmiyah answered, we read all seven aliyahs in the parasha of Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Am Rabbi Chalvai, Koyin Rabbi Ami, Ub Masnifa, Am Makein, Lachol, Masikin, Rosh Chodoshim, Lachanakol HaPurim. And we have a support from Rabbi Chalvai to Rabbi Imi from the Mishnah that says we interrupt for everything for Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, and for Purim. The Mishnah also mentions Tanyos and Ma'amadot, which are not on Shabbos, so it cannot refer to the Haftarah. Yitzchak, Sechira, Shal, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh Echal Yos B'Chanukah B'Makayven. Yitzchak, Sechira, after Rabbi Yitzchak, when Rosh Chodesh is on Chanukah, what do we read? Amalei Koyin Shloisha B'Rosh Chodesh V'Echal B'Chanukah. Rabbi Yitzchak answered, three read from the Rosh Chodesh Sukkim, and one reads in the Chanukah Mizbeach reading for Chanukah. Rav Pinchas, Rav Simon, Abba Bar Zmina, Matuba, Veshem Rabbi Abdumi, Vimin Chaifa, Koyin Shloisha V'Chanukah, V'Echad V'Rosh Chodesh, V'Adicha Shalei Ba, V'Hovi, Ela Machmas V'Shchodesh. A different second answer is Rav Pinchas quoting Rav Simon, who was quoting Abba Bar Zmina, and some say in the name of Abu Dimi of Chaifa. Three read in Chanukah and one read V'Rosh Chodesh to inform that the fourth reads only due to V'Rosh Chodesh. V'Shamei Safra, Shal, Rav Imana, Bar Shalmiya Safra asked to be mana, exert yourself and you'll find this answer. If Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah fell on Shabbos, don't seven read? Can you say that the fourth comes only due to Rosh Chodesh? There's no way to inform people of this. Likewise, we need not inform them when it falls on a weekday. Amalei v'hadar shalta de Safra. Rav Mana said, this is a question about which is a great suffix. Rebbe mevaked la'avdan amoyrei achriz koimei tzibura manda mansli litzli deramsha ad yemekayim. Rebbe commanded Avdan, his translator, who would publicize Rebbe's words, to announce in front of the tzibur that one who wants to pray ma'ariv during the day may do so. Rebbe bavava mevaked la'amoyrei achriz koimei tzibura manda mansli yatzli deramsha ad yemekayim. Also, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba commanded his translator to announce in front of the Sibur that one who wants to pay Marv in the day may do so. And Rabbi Chanina, Meshachne, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, Etzel Punduk Echad, Amali, Kan, Nispar al Abba, Shal El Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi took me to an inn and told me, here my father prayed Marv al Shabbos during the day on Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan Polig. Rabbi Ami said that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say explicitly, Rabbi Imi inferred this from Rabbi Yochanan's teaching that a ben olam ha'bo, a person has a place in the world to come, is one who is semech gula titrila at night, who says Tvila immediately after the Bracha of Geula at night. Lehabatar Miflagal Hadar Lama Shekain Mesif and Michal Lakodesh. He need not disagree with this. What's the reason? But Yochanan could agree that when we pray Marav during the day for the sake of a mitzvah, we add from Chol to Kodesh and accept Kodesh Shabbos before Shabbos. Goid the Salkun Chamaya Min Erev L'Tipayrin V'Amu Kva Shabbos V'Chanina Ben Doisa Be'Iro. Also, donkey drivers came from Erev to Tzipayrin and said that Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa already accepted Shabbos and prayed Marav in his city. And it's reasonable that Rabbi Yochanan does not argue with all these who permitted doing so. Vida Amma Rabbi Chanina Meshkani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Edsel Punduk Echad Amali Kan Nispal Abba Shabbat Shabbos for Shabbos. And the Gemara answers that the following shows that Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi took me to an inn and told me here my father prayed Marav on Shabbos even though there's no mitzvah to do so. Afilu af Allah lehavasarech miflaga de Rebbe mifaked la'avdon la'moyrei achriz koyim etzibura mandem atzli yatzlibura de ramsha adjoyma koyim Rebbe Chia ba'avava mifaked la'moyrei achriz koyim etzibura mandem atzli yatzlibura de ramsha adjoyma koyim. And we comment that even about the following we need not say that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rebbe commanded Avdon, his translator, to announce in front of the Sibur that one who wants to pray Marav during the day may do so, and Rebbe Chia Ba'aba also commanded his translator to announce in front of the Sibur that one who wants to pray Marav in the day may do so. The base of Yanai Amrin Allah Adam Amitosai Ema Trichin Oisaleirid. The house of Rebbe Yanai said that if a person went to his bed to sleep and he hadn't prayed Marav, we don't exert him to descend and pray, because Marav is Roshus, is optional. Amma Rebbe Zeira Kalman Da Avina Avid Kain Havina Mefachi Balele. Zeru said, every time I did so and didn't pray Marav, because I had already gone to bed, I was afraid the entire night. Leislach elaka ador, de Rebbe mifaked la'avdon amoyrei achriz koyim etzibura, mandem atzli yatzli d'ramsha adjoyma, koyim Rebbe Chia ba'avava mifaked la'amoyrei, that mandem atzli yatzli d'ramsha adjoyma koyim. If you want to go to sleep before night, you should do only like Rebbe commanded Avdon the translator to announce in front of the Sibur, the one who wants to pray Marav may pray during the day, and Rebbe Chia ba'avava also commanded his translator to announce, in front of the Sibur, the one who wants to pray Marav may pray during the day. Am Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, Tanya, Tamon, Tfilat ha'erev, Ma'u, Rabbi Gamliel oime choiva, Ushur oime roshus. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha said it was taught there, what's the status of Tfilat Marav? Rabbi Gamliel said it's obligatory, and Ushur said that it's optional. Am Rabbi Chanina, Astion, Elaine, Palgavasa, Keinun, Palgavasa, Mandam choiva, Ein Ne'ila, Poteres, Shel Erev, Mandam roshus, Ne'ila, Poteres, Shel Erev. Rabbi Chanina said that these Tanaim argue like those Tanaim argue. The one who says that Marav is obligatory holds that Ne'ilah does not exempt Marav. The one that holds Marav is optional holds that Ne'ilah does exempt Marav. Masa b'tamon echot shebar v'shal esav Yeshua, Tfilas ha'erev mahu, amalei roshus, bar v'shal esav Gamliel, Tfilas ha'erev mahu, amalei choiva. A case occurred in which a Talmud asked Rabbi Yeshua, what is the status of Marav, and he told him that it's roshus, it's optional. He came to Rabbi Gamliel to ask Rabbi Gamliel, what is Marav? And Rabbi Gamliel told him that it's obligatory. Amalei v'hav Roshua, amalei roshus. The Talmud said that Roshua told me that it is roshus, it's optional. Amalei l'macha, k'she'ekanes l'beis avad, amoy d'shal et ha'alocha hazois, l'macha amadois et Talmud v'shal et Rabbi Gamliel, tfilas ha'erev mahu, amalei choiva. Rabbi Gamliel said, tomorrow when I enter the Beis Medrash, stand and ask this halacha. The Talmud asked Rabbi Gamliel, what is Marav? And Rabbi Gamliel answered, it is choiva. Amalei v'habu Yeshua, amalei roshus. So the Talmud said that Yeshua said it, that it's optional. Amalei Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, atu oime roshus, amalei lav, amalei amoy davag lecha v'yayidu bach. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, do you say that it's roshus? He said, no. Rabbi Gamliel said, stand up and they'll testify about you as to what you said. V'haya Rabbi Gamliel, Yeshua v'deiresh, Rabbi Yeshua oime davag lav, ad shirinnu kol ha'am v'amru l'rebi chud v'samaturgaman, hipateh ha'am, amru l'rebi zinun achazan, Amma Heschel v'Amma Heschili kol ha'am. Rabbi Gamliel was sitting and expounding, and Rabbi Yeshua was still standing until everyone was murmuring. Rabbi Chacham decided to depose Rabbi Gamliel, but not in public. They told Rabbi Chutzpah, the translator, to stop, to make people leave. They told Rabbi Zunin, the overseer of the Beis HaKnesses, to say, begin to leave. He said, and they began to leave. V'amdol ha'ragleim v'amuloi ki almi le'ava ra'ascha tamid. Everyone stood up and said to Rabbi Gamliel, quoting a pasuk in Nochem per Gimel Pasuk Yotes, for upon whom did your harm not pass constantly? You constantly disgrace the Chachamim. Holchu Amines Uvilot Ben Azariah Ben Yeshiva Ben Sheshesoy Shana Ben Ismale Kol Roishoy Seveis. Immediately they went and appointed Rav Elazar ben Azariah to head the yeshiva. He was 16 years old, and his entire head became full of white hairs. Rabbi Akiva said and was pained that he was not appointed. He thought, perhaps there's a shortcoming in me. He retracted and he said, no, it's not, that he's a greater chacham than me, rather he descends from Gedolim more than I. Fortunate is one whose ancestors merited for him. Fortunate is one who has a peg to hang from. What was the peg of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? He was a 10th generation descendant of Ezra. How many benches were added to accommodate the additional Talmidim there? Because the Gamliel didn't allow Talmidim to enter until they were investigated to see if they were on a high spiritual level. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed Talmidim to enter without investigation. Rabbi Yaakov Asisi answered that there were 80 benches of Tamil Chachamim there, excluding those who stood in the back of the fence. Rabbi Yosi Berabun Amar Shalosh Meyos Hayusham Chutz Min Ha'Imdim La'Choy Yagadel. And Rabbi Yosi Berabun answered there were 300 there, excluding those who stood behind the fence. He hired the Taninan Taman Bayem Shoshivu Es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah B'Yeshiva. And it's like it was taught that on the day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to head the yeshiva. Taman Taninan, the Midrash Darash of Elazar ben Azariah, Lifnei Chachamim, Bekem Beyavne, Bechi Kerem Hayasham. The Gemara says the Mishnah teaches that Elazar ben Azariah expounded this Drash in front of the Chachamim in Keren Beyavne. The word Keren means a vineyard. Was there a vineyard there? Ela Eli Tamani Chachamim, Shahayu Asuyim, Shuris Shuris Kekerem. Rather, these are Tamani Chachamim who were in rows like a vineyard. Miyad Halach Lai Gamliel, Etzel Kol Echad Echad. The Faisai, Bavisai, Azal, Gabi Rishua, Ashkechid, Yosef, Avid, Machtin, Amalei, Elaine, Atchai. Immediately, Rabbi Gamliel went to everyone in the person's own house to appease them. He came to Rabbi Yeshua and found him making needles. He said, "From this you support yourself." Amalei, Ad Kedain, Ad Boy, Moidai, Oilai, Lador, Sheatam, Faunasai. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Until now you didn't know how the Chacham support themselves with difficulty. Woe to the generation that you are its leader." Amalei, Nanislacha, Rabbi Gamliel said, "I spoke against you more than was proper. Please pardon me." V'shalchun Gabi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Chad Katzar V'istamrin Rabbi Kiva Hava Amalei Mi Shehu Mazeh Ben Mazeh Yazeh Mi She'ino Loi Mazeh V'loi Ben Yazeh Yemele Mazeh Ben Mazeh Meimach Meimara V'avcha Afcha Efecha Efe Makle. They sent to Elazar ben Azariah a launderer, and some say it was Rabbi Kiva. He said to Rabbi Elazar, "One who is a Mazeh means a Kohen who sprinkles the Chatas waters, means the Paradumah waters, will sprinkle. One who is not a Mazer, and not the son of a Mazer, will he tell a Mazer, the son of a Mazer, your water is cave water, and your ashes are oven ashes, and they are not Netayah?" Means, those who deposed Rabbi Gamliel have no connection to being Nasi. They had no authority to appoint you in place of him. Don't feel bad that he will return to be Nasi. Hamalei Nitzvasisem, Ani Vatem Nashkim, Lepischosh Rabbi Gamliel. Elazar ben Azariah said to them, "You are appeased. I and you will go to the door of Rabbi Gamliel to reinstate him." Afapikein lohiridu migdulosei ela mina oisei av beistin. Even so, they didn't totally remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from his greatness. Rather, they appointed him to be av beistin. We come now to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Nechumya ben Akana haya mispala b'knisosei lebeitem medrash v'yisirosei trele ketzara. Rabbi Nechumya ben Akana used to say a short trilla when entering and leaving the Beit Medrash. Amulai matibish otfilazu. The Talmidim asked, "What is this trilla?" Amalehem, "V'knisasi ani mispalo shalei tara tekala al yodi, v'yisiyasi ani noisin hadaya al chelki." Rabbi Nechumya said that when I enter, I pray that no mishap will come through me. When I leave, I thank Hashem for my portion, that I am a chacham. The Gemara says, "V'knisasi ma'u oimer, yorozim b'fanecha Hashem alikai v'likai avisai, shalei akpid keneged chaveroi v'lei chaveroi yakpidu kenegdi, shalei nitma es ator v'lei nitar, netahe es atame, Shloinesa is a mois muta, Shloinate is a osa, Vinimsesi, Mizbai, Shloilamazer, Uloilam Abo. The Gemara says, when he enters, what does he say? May it be your will, Hashem, Elokai, Elokai, I will say, my God and the God of my forefathers, that I not be upset with my colleagues not be upset with me. I should not declare the tummy to be tall, nor the tall to be tummy. I should not forbid the permitted, nor permit the forbidden, and it would turn out that I will be ashamed in this world and the world to come. Maida anilafanecha Hashem alikai v'lekei avisai, shenasata chelki miyeshe beis hamedrash, Ubati Knesiois, Vlanasata Khaki Vibati, Tautiois, Ubati Kalkasiois. The Gemara says when he leaves, what does he say? I thank you, Hashem, my God and God of my fathers, that you made my portion among those who sit in the Beit Medrash and in the Beit HaKnesses, and you didn't make me my portion among those who sit in theatres and pubs. Shani Amel Vehen Amelim, Ani Sheked Vehen Shekedim, Ani Amel Yeresh Ganeden Vehen Amelim Levayash Shachas Shinemar, Kileithazov Nafshi Leshol, Lesitin Hasidra Leroyth Shachas. I toil and they toil. I am constantly in my place of my portion, and so are they. I toil to inherit Gan Eden, and they toil for the pit, means for Gehenim. As it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Dev Zayin, Pasuk Yud, you shall not forsake my soul to the grave, you shall not allow your pious one to see the pit. Rabbi Pedas, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Elazar, Hayamithpal, Sholosh Tfilos, La'achat Tfilase. Rabbi Pedas, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Idi, said that Rabbi Elazar would pray three requests after his Tfilah of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, Aimer, Yerushim Fanecha Hashem Elokai Velokai Avisai, Shlo Tale, Sinasenu, Alev Adam, Velo Sinas Adam, Tale Alibenu, Velo Sale, Kinasenu, Alev Adam, Velo Kinas Adam, Tale Alibenu, Vetetu Yerushva, Malachtenu, Kolim Echayenu, Veyu, Tvarenu, Tachanunim, Lefanecha. What did he say? He said, may it be your will, Hashem, my God, and the God of my fathers, that hate of us not come upon a man's heart, and hate of man does not come upon our heart. Envy of us should not come upon a man's heart, and envy of man should not come upon our heart. Your Torah should be our occupation all the days of our lives, and our words should be supplications in front of you. Rabbi Abba adds the following, and unify our hearts to fear your name, and distance us from all that you hate, bring us close to all that you love, and do with us stocker for the sake of your name. The base of Yanai Amrin Hanoya Mishnasoi Sarach Lema Rachata Hashem Chai Amesim Viboini Hatasi Lecha Yiyos Mufanecha Hashem Leikai Shetiten Li Leiv Toiv Chelek Toiv Yeitza Toiv Chaver Toiv Shem Toiv Ayin Toiva Benefesh Toiv Benefesh Shvela Ruach Nemucha. Base of Yanai said that one who awakens from his sleep must say Rachata Hashem Chai Amesim, he brings life to the dead. My master, I sinned against you. May it be your will, Hashem my God, that you give to me a good heart, a good portion, a good inclination, a good friend, a good reputation, a good eye to see others favorably, a good soul, a lowly soul, and a humble spirit. Al yischal al shimcha bonu v'al ta'asenu sicha b'fi kol avioith v'al tehi achvisenu l'achvis v'lo tikvasenu l'mavech nefesh v'al ta'asichenu lidei matnas basa v'adam v'al timso z'nzoneisenu bidei basa v'adam shema nasam mu'uta v'chapasam mu'uba. Your name should not be desecrated through us, and do not make us conversation in the mouths of all people, and our end should not be to be cut off, and our hope should not be disappointed, and do not make us need gifts from flesh and blood, and do not hand our food, means to employ the flesh and blood, that their gift is small and a disgrace, for one who needs to take from them is great. Give a portion in your Torah with those who do your will. Build your house, your heichel, your city, and your mikdash soon in our days. Rabbi Chiya Bar Vava Matzli Yiros Mufanecha Hashem Alekenim Ke Avisenu Ketiten Melibenu Laasif Tshuva Shleim Alefanecha Shulei Nevoish Me Avisenu Loilam Habo. Rabbi Chiya Bar Vava prayed, may it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our fathers, to put in our hearts to do complete tshuva in front of you, lest we be ashamed from our fathers in the world to come. Rabbi Yudan Vei Rabbi Shmol Kavale Lamoire Deyema Basa Parshis Hakein. Rabbi Yudan Bar Rabbi Shmol fixed the translator to say so after explaining his drasha. Rabbi Tanachum Bar Ispalustika Matzle Vihirosum Mufanech Hashem Alekav Alekei Avisai Shetishpo Vatashpis Oyla Shel Yetzora Milibenu Shekach Barasanu Nasei Sosoncha Varanu Chayav Nasei Sosoncha. Rabbi Tanachum Bar Ispalustika prayed, may it be your will, Hashem, my God and God of my fathers, to break and cease the yoke of the Yetzora from our hearts, for so you created us to do your will, and we are obligated to do your will. At chafed v'anu chafed sim, mima akev sur shebi'isa, kov yodur lefanecha, she'en banu koyach la'amoid boi, ela yirus mefanecha, shem alakai, velakei avisai, she'tashbiseyu me'aleinu v'tachni'eu, v'naase v'soincha, g'vsoineinu v'leiv v'sholim. You want this, and we want this. What's preventing? It's the sa'or, the sourdough in the dough, means the yetzara, the evil inclination. It's revealed and known in front of you that we don't have the strength to stand against it. Rather, may it be your will, Hashem, my God and God of my fathers, to eradicate it from us and subdue it, and we will do your will, like our will, with a full heart. V'yechon ha'vimatzli yosom v'fanecha Hashem lekav lekev v'isai, v'tishkon v'poreinu av v'achva v'shalom v'reyes, v'tatzliach v'feinu achvis v'tikva, v'tarvig v'leinu v'taminim, v'nasis v'chalkenu v'gan eden, v'taknenu lev toiv v'chava toiv, v'nashkin v'nimtza yechol v'avenu v'tava l'fanecha k'yres nashenu l'teiva. V'yechon would pray, may it be your will, Hashem, my God and God of my fathers, to make dwelling in our portion love, brotherhood, shalom, and friendship, make successful our end and hope, increase our borders with Talmidim, we should rejoice in our portion in Gan Eden, fix for us a good heart and a good friend, we should rise early and find the longing of our heart, and may come in front of you that you will decide to give to us contentment. And the Mishnah says, when I leave, I thank for my portion. I thank Hashem, says Rav Avun, I thank Hashem who apportioned to me understanding and good action.